A few weeks ago, the Straits Times published an interesting article. Sentosa Cove property prices buck mainland uptrend as loss-making deals rise. Here, it caught my attention because while most of Singapore property market has been going up, Sentosa seems to be going the other way. But here the question: is this trend of loss-making deals only confined to Sentosa itself? Let's be fair to residents staying on this island. Could there be other areas facing the same problem too? Let's start with Sentosa first. Based on Straits Times article, with up to 66% of transactions incurring losses, contrasting with Singapore overall rising property price. That's a sharp contrast to the rest of Singapore, where the majority of private resale homes were sold at a profit. Well, Sentosa's struggles aren't new. They stem from a combination of factors. It's a foreign buyer enclave. Homes in Sentosa is basically selling a lifestyle. Seafront living, high-end cafes, restaurant, and practically paying high-end prices for such. However, since the 60% additional buyer stamp duty was introduced, foreign demand has basically vanished overnight. For a heartland boy like me, Sentosa is way too atas for me. After all, there is an acronym for Sentosa that is only known to the local. So expensive, nothing to see also. That already set the tone. That's why I stay clear of it. Here, if Sentosa has hit the headline, let's not forget the other hotspot where owners are losing money too. Look no further. If you've been following my channel for some time, you will surely know the next owner goes to District 1 or the CBD. This is another hotspot for losses making deals. Here, District 1 comprises the Marina Bay area as well as Tanjong Pagar area. Let me share with you a handful of unprofitable deals. This is a massive condo with 1,000 units. Near MRT, near the Marina Bay area. Can even walk to Marina Bay Sands. How to go wrong? But it really goes wrong. So far, there are 15 profitable and 37 unprofitable deals. Losses range from 200,000 to 1.1 million. Super powerful. If you look into the historical chart, those that bought during the onset as well as the later launch all hardly can profit today. Back then, selling the future or the remaking of the Marina Bay area. Today, they are going for as low as 1,800 per square feet. This is a very attractive price point in today's standard. Anyway, it's only an example of loss-making deals. There are plenty to go around. Why like that? Very simple. Watch my other videos on CBD properties. I have explained them in details. Hold on, if you think I have finished my sharing on loss-making deals in Singapore, sorry ho, I have not. Let's head over to the Orchard Road River Valley area. Here, I wouldn't say all projects are losing money. In fact, the majority of the older condos are making huge profit, especially for those that are of freehold tenure and launched decades ago. However, that can't be said for the handful of condos that are battling heavy losses. Located nearby, this is a freehold condo with 140 units. The TOP back in 2011. Out of the 53 resale transactions, 50 are losing money. Back then, the PSF was super high as 3,600 per square feet. Apparently, the resale market cannot accept such prices, and today, they are hovering around 2,500 per square feet instead. Further down the road, a 99 years old condo with 268 units. This is an integrated development with a service apartment and a mosque. Apparently, out of the 30 resale transactions, 12 are loose making. Here, we can see even a prime condo next to Orchard Road can also lose money. Not forgetting, a boutique 99 years old condo along Robinson Quay. When it was launched, it was going as high as 2,900 per square feet. The resale market was less forgiving. It's now trending around 2,000 per square feet. Out of the 12 resale transactions, 11 are losing money. Sian. People buy condo make money, they buy condo to lose money. Here, what can we learn? Firstly, the market is telling us that luxury doesn't always equal to profit. Secondly, a gentle reminder that location alone doesn't guarantee capital gain. Timing, entry prices and project attributes matter just as much. Thirdly, you enter with your eyes wide open. Don't say you are misled. You make your own decision. Please don't cry mother, cry father a few years later. I don't want to hear any complaints. And lastly, if you found this video useful, don't forget to like, subscribe and drop your thoughts below. I love to hear you. Do you think prime property will ever recover their shine? Or are they stuck for good forever?